Chinese ambassador to the United States, Qin Gang, has pledged to safeguard the foundation of China-U.S. relations. He was addressing the media shortly after his arrival in the United States. The ambassador says he'll now follow through on the spirit of the phone call between the presidents of the two countries on the eve of the Chinese New Year and work with the U.S. side on bringing China-U.S. relations back on track. He also wished the United States a quick recovery from COVID-19. China reported 24 local COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. 20 were discovered in Jiangsu, 3 in Sichuan, and 1 in Beijing. Of the cases in Jiangsu, 18 were from the provincial capital, Nanjing. The city now has 4 high-risk areas and 6 medium-risk areas. Local officials say the Delta variant's behind the recent spike in cases. The outbreak has prompted the eastern Chinese city to launch a new round of nucleic acid testing and to set up 6 temporary labs to improve its testing capabilities. Clinical trials have shown that an inhaled COVID-19 vaccine made by China is safe and effective. The early stage results of the study were published in the medical journal The Lancet. The results also suggested that aerosol vaccination could trigger immune responses without serious side effects. The study began in September 2020 and is currently in its second phase of clinical trials. Experts say the inhaled vaccine can significantly improve the immunization effects of vaccinated people and protect from new COVID-19 variants. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met with Taliban political chief Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar in Tianjin. Wang Yi reaffirmed China's respect for Afghanistan's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity, saying the fate of Afghanistan should be decided by its own people. He also said that he hoped the Afghan Taliban can play an important role in the country's reconciliation and reconstruction by upholding peace negotiations and adopting policies based on inclusiveness. Baradar described China as a trustworthy friend of the Afghan people, saying China's been playing a positive role in the peace process. Team China won 3 gold medals on day 5 of the Tokyo Olympic Games, with athletes showing dominance in weightlifting, diving, and rowing. Weightlifter Shi Zhiyong broke a world record to defend his Olympic title in the men's 73-kilogram category. China also made a breakthrough in rowing, as the women's quadruple sculls crew won the country's first Olympic rowing gold medal in 13 years. Elsewhere, Chinese divers continued their superiority in the sport as Wang Zhongyuan and Xie Suri won the men's synchronized 3-meter springboard final. Apple says that a global chip shortage that has hit its ability to sell Macs and iPads will start to affect iPhone production. Apple reported sales and profits that beat analyst expectations in the quarter, which ended June 26th, after higher-than-anticipated iPhone sales. The company's total revenue hit $81 billion, which was above expectations of $73 billion. Apple's strongest sales growth came from China, where sales grew 58% to nearly $15 billion.